East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
Now then, let's have a chat with May Quaid. And I'd say May is in great form because the golf is back. Hello, May.
Good morning, Declan. Yes, I am in good form. I'm not in great form today, though, because it's raining. I don't know what it's doing your side, but it's raining over here. And I've played golf at 2 o'clock.
Well, May Quaid is chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, and she's an avid golfer. And what was it like? What was the feeling like yesterday?
It was such a relief to get out there. And, of course, it was a beautiful day, but I couldn't stop laughing. There was three fellows in front of us now, three guys I knew. My husband said I shouldn't be telling you this, but anyway, one of them hit off, and he hit the road in front of him. There's a pathway. The ball hit something else and it went back into the car park, and how it didn't demolish a car, I don't know. The second fella hit a ball and it went into the visitor's car park, and the third fella hit a tree. Well, all we could do was fall around the place laughing. It was just such a relief to see. And, you know, we were behind them, and I said to the guys, well, I'm laughing at you now. You can laugh at me now. But anyway, I was playing with my husband, and I beat him. We only played 9 holes. Mm. After I do that, still, people be dead. I've been doing years.
It goes to show, anyway, with your people ahead of you, practice makes perfect, so they'll be going out again.
It was fun, Declan, and such a beautiful day. The course was beautiful, and, you know, the place was absolutely jammers, which, you know, it just shows you that people desperately needed to get out. So, you know, long may it continue, that's all I could say.
Indeed. On the other hand, you're going to talk to us about tech and technology for older people, for the times to be spent in. I know there'll be times to be out now, increasingly during the summer, because we're less, I suppose. But tech help for older people. Some people are very good at adapting and taking on the new technology, but others find it quite daunting.
Yes, I think, Declan, some people, you know, have a struggle with it. So there's a group of volunteers offering a service to older people of 65 plus. They will answer all your technical questions, and they offer support every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And their contact number is 01963328, and it's a free service. So if you have any problems, give these people a ring and they will certainly help you out. So I think that's a wonderful service to have.
Yeah, and what's the number again?
01963288.
Excellent. Okay. For people who might be just a little bit fazed by technology, but it could help them using devices and getting more familiar. Vaccines, how are we doing?
It's progressing, as you all know very well, and hopefully everyone who is eligible in their age categories will be vaccinated by the end of the summer. Shoreline and Greystones opened yesterday for a vaccination centre, and Arklow will have a vaccination centre on the 10th of May. So when I get any more details on that, I'll let you know. So,
grand.
I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah, more and more mingling, hopefully, by as the year goes on. Now, you wanted to talk about switching off the power during COVID-19. Is this saving your bill?
No, it wasn't really saving your bill. We received notification that our power was going off from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. They were going to do some maintenance work. Now, this should have been considered carefully by the ESB. Where can you go? There's no restaurants. If you have an all-electric house, which we happen to have anyway, there's no restaurants, no cafes. And the ESB should be more aware of this and should have consideration for their customers, especially older people, you know, especially somebody living on their own and maybe wouldn't have a car to get anywhere. You know, it would be a very long day. I mean, I kept saying, I think I'll do my ironing. And then I realized I couldn't do the ironing. And you couldn't turn the television on. You couldn't, if you hadn't left the kettle, you couldn't make a cup of tea. I filled some flasks and that was about all we had, and a sandwich. But, you know, for somebody on their own, and particularly an older person, it's not a very pleasant experience. So I think the ESB should sort of think about that.
Mm. Okay, and you're there to advocate on their behalf.
Yeah, giving out.
Well, I tell you, I'd rather, you know, be in my shoes than their shoes when you get going anyway, May. So, you can keep at it. You hope to go golfing this afternoon, yeah?
Well, I have an arrangement to play with a friend of mine at 2 o'clock, a girlfriend of mine, and we're going up and we'll be moaning at one another. But now if it's going to start lashing rain, Declan, I ain't going. I said to myself, all that beautiful weather and now today, not good. But sure, look, it is, and the ground does need rain, so I shouldn't be complaining, really. I mean, we're all well and whatever, so look at the heck, there'll be lots of times during the summer. But I hope the people who are out in there, you know, the tennis people and the golf people and anyone in any other sports thing, that they all observe the rules that are going to pertain in sporting events at the moment and make sure that they all do that so that it does continue to stay open. I think that's very, very important.
Okay, May Quaid, Chair of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow. Good to talk to you as always, May. Talk to you next week.
And you too, Declan. Thank you. Bye.
Enjoy the golf. Thank you. Morning show at East Coast FM.